39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments beginning July 15th. Did you know this? Qualified families will receive a payment of up to $300 a month for every child. $300 per month per kid under the age of six, and up to $250 per month per kid 6 to 17. If you make less than $150,000 a year as a couple, you get the full payments on the 15th of each month, in most cases by direct deposit. Up to $3,600 a year for the kids under six, and $3,000 for those who are older. Part of that Biden plan. Terry Savage at terrysavage.com, the money expert's on a phone line. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, John. Well, that's the big headline. This is called Your Tax Dollars at Work. A lot of money is coming out of Washington to families of certain income levels. You didn't mention that. I will. With kids. But let me make this very clear. This is called a refundable tax credit. I know that as of yesterday, nobody even wants to think about taxes. However, there are a lot of people who could really use this money that are very poor, have very low incomes, and they don't even file tax returns. They're not required to. Their income is so low. And I'm not just talking about the poor people you might think of that have a lot of kids and wag your finger. I'm thinking, because a couple of them wrote to me, of divorced spouses who got divorced in the last 2 years. The maintenance or alimony they receive is not taxable. They live on that. They have no income. They didn't have their kids as dependents because their ex-spouse, a lot of these were women, of course, but their ex-spouse said, oh, I'll take the kid as a dependent because I have a high income and you won't need a dependent deduction. So now, if you don't file a tax return, if you have too low an income, you cannot get this money. Let me start over from the top, okay? This is a refundable tax credit, meaning you have to file a tax return. And if you qualify based on income, let me tell you the income levels. They're pretty familiar, actually, from the stimulus income levels.
Yeah.
If your parental income is under $75,000 on a single return, $150,000 on a married filing jointly return, $114,500 on a head of household return, if your income is less than that, it phases out quickly above those levels, you get a $3,600 a year tax credit, refundable to you, like a check from the government, if your child is under age six at year end, or a $3,000 credit if your child is between six and still 17 at year end.
That's per child, and right, Terry?
Per child. I think the Duggar family, isn't that the one that has like 20 children?
The Duggars, yeah.
They're going to get lots of money for their young kids. But they are decided to do it. This is part of this plan to get America going again and so forth. They decided to give you an advance payment on the 2021 credit. Traditionally, you would get this credit when you file your tax return for 2021 next April. But they decided, as part of this whole CARES, the Recovery Act, that they will start sending out a monthly check or direct deposit. I'll come back to you about how you get this and what you have to do. They would start sending them out in July. So you would get 5-6 months, actually, of credits in advance. Now, you don't have to do anything to get this credit because the IRS is scanning returns of people who list dependents, and they see your child's birth date. That's part of that return that you did, if you listed a child as a dependent. And then they look at your adjusted gross income, and their computers do this instantaneously with all through all the records. And they will start sending you money. They will send you money direct deposit if you have listed direct deposit information for perhaps a tax refund. Mm-hmm. Or they will send you a check, or they will send you a card. However, they expect, because remember, you have to have filed a tax return. This is not like for people who just receive, benefits and so forth. They expect that they'll send about 80% of those by direct deposit. So, number one, you don't have to do anything.
Yep.
The IRS will figure it out for you and send you the money. But if you know someone who is so low income that they didn't even file a tax return this year, they should file now. There's no penalty for being late. You can go to irs.gov/freefile and then click on their partners like TurboTax and others, and they will help you file a return even if you had zero income. This is the moment you go to the bank. You open an account. Just go to the bank once. Put in a couple hundred dollars that you have left over from your stimulus, and then get the direct deposit info. And on that return, you put in your direct deposit info, and money will start hitting that account. You'll have a debit card.
Amazing. Okay. You and I are going to talk about this more on Wednesday's show on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That'll be afternoon on Wednesday. Let me throw a couple quick questions at you. Hey, John.
Okay.
What about parents that have kids in college? They eat, too. If they're over 17, it doesn't matter, right? You do not
get this money. And they eat more when they're older.
Yep.
No, they have to be 17 by, still be 17, I should put it that way, by year end, December 31st. 2021. Then they'll start sending you these advanced credits.
John, I'm divorced and have full custody, and the ex pays about $5,000 a year in support. It's his turn to take the credit this year. The question is, can he take the $3,000, the $300 a month? Who gets that money if you're divorced? The person that has...
Yeah. This is really complicated. There are two things that you get... if you had the child listed as a dependent on the return you just filed yesterday or previously for 2020, if they have your return, otherwise they'll go back to 2019, you might get lucky. But if they have your 2020 return, they're going to scan that in the next 6 weeks. This doesn't start till July 15th or 8 weeks, whatever that is. So they have time. The person who lists the child this year as a dependent will get the check based on if they're not over the income level.
Right,
so that's
right.
Why I said a lot of women who did, they said, okay, you can make my kid a dependent because I have such low income. It doesn't do me any good for, you know, having a child thing. Now they're going to regret that because you will be giving up $3,000, maybe $3,600 in credits and the earned income tax credit, by the way. If you have very low, practically no income, if you don't have a child on your return, you get about $580-something. If you do, it's $3,500-something.
We will talk about this more on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
And just one quick note here. We're getting lots of texts like this. You and I are talking about how to do it, not the wisdom of this policy. But people are saying things like, this free is ridiculous. Is there no end to handouts by Democrats? And 630 said, mana from heaven. Thank you, Mr. Biden. I love working for others. So
I started this with your tax dollars at work.
Yes.
You know I have an opinion. Let's talk on that on Wednesday.
That's Terry Savage at terrysavage.com. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.